Good morning. It's good news. Saturday, isn't it? Even though it's Saturday, I have good news. So this is from Canada. Remember this guy, this conservative politician, Poilievre, in Canada? He said something like he doesn't want anyone in his government to be associated with the World Economic Forum. He said this. And people were cheering. And I was wondering, what will be the reaction from these guys, Klaus Schwab and the others, at the World Economic Forum? And here it is. Here's the reaction. This is an article in CBC. an interview with Adrian Monk from the World Economic Forum. And he's talking about this. This is bugging them. They are very annoyed about this. They don't want people to talk about the World Economic Forum in a bad way. Listen to what this guy says. Canada should be talking about more important things than conspiracy theories targeting his organization. He said this: the false conspiracy theory about the World Economic Forum pursuing a new world order borrows its structure from old anti-Semitic claims about a Jewish plan for global domination. So what is he basically saying? Anyone talking about the World Economic Forum in a bad way is anti-Semitic. Sort of. This is very desperate stuff. Canada should be talking about a lot of things right now. It shouldn't really be talking about the World Economic Forum. And he's talking about conspiracy theories, right? And then he explains where it might come from. And he mentioned this article on the World Economic Forum website from 2016, entitled Welcome to 2030. This is very well known by now. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. They are writing about it on their website. And then he mentions the book from Klaus Schwab called The Great Reset. He's calling it a conspiracy theory. Klaus Schwab is the chairman of the World Economic Forum. He wrote a book about it, The Great Reset, where he explains the whole thing. He says, no, these are just ideas. Well, we understand they are ideas, yes. But you can't say that they are conspiracy theories. Because you talk about it yourself, you stupid idiot. He also mentions this. Somebody, I don't remember who said this in Canada, that the World Economic Forum penetrates more than half of Canada's parliament. And Monk didn't like it. Well, he said, that's what Klaus Schwab said himself. He was bragging about it. How they control more than half. I think that's what he said. More than half of the Canadian parliament. And he was so happy about it. Yeah. All right. I also want to say that this month, I'm celebrating 1 year of not being associated with the sheep. Worried sheep. That was my strategy. Started last year. I said, I started with honesty. I was being honest to myself. I was thinking, see, I'm associated with all these people. What does it do? Does it help them? How do I feel about it? I was being honest about this. And I decided I will not associate with these people anymore. So I talk to them if they contact me, but I don't go see them. I don't contact them. I don't invite them over here. I just don't do it. And it works for me. I don't want to recommend it. I'm just telling you, this is how I do it. And I'm thinking about them, especially now, actually, because we are going into flu season, aren't we? At least here in Northern Europe. And what does it mean? Well, they have a poor immune system. They go into the flu season. They did what they were told. Some of them, quite a lot of them, got sick. They are worried about becoming sick. And worrying also destroys your immune system. And then they watch mainstream media with more bad news, more worrying, right? And they talk to people who are worried. Yeah, think about them. All right. Now be good. Bye.